we extend a warm welcome to the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Is it possible for a timid person to become a courageous individual? I'm going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we know that from the very beginning, it has been necessary for the people of God to make their convictions known. We know that that is also true today. And Father, we pray for the silence of the Christian church, where matters are very vital. We realize the temptations that we have. It is so much more easy to be quiet, not to be courageous, but give us voices that speak loudly and clearly for your love and the redemption that comes alone in Jesus Christ. For it is in your name that we pray. Amen. God's word as it is recorded in the 46th Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns his shield with fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Here ends a reading of God's holy word. A few weeks ago, I was visiting with a group of women in a Bible study. The theme for the study was gifts. And so we went through portions of God's Word that talks about the gifts that God has given to us. They're the usual ones of preaching and teaching and healing and hospitality and all of the rest. Then the writer of the little manual the ladies were following said, "This is by no means a complete list. The Bible never intended it to be such." And certainly that is true. So I said to the ladies, "What do you say if today we answer their question, what are some of your gifts, if you think about something that is extraordinary?" Now, I know that many of you have the gift of teaching, for they have been good Sunday school teachers. But I said, don't put down teaching, put something extra. And from that came the word courage. That caused us to ask the question, is courage really a gift? Do some have it and others do not? The Bible defines courage as the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, and difficulty. Well, is courage a gift? Are some people born courageous and others are just born timid, and then they remain that way for the rest of their lives? I don't think so. Perhaps we are born pretty much timid, but as we increase in knowledge and in conviction, the timidity seems to give way to a bit of courageousness. So let's talk about this just a little bit, for what we're trying to get at today is God needs courageous people in his kingdom. In the discussion with the women, it was brought out that Colleen Rowley must be a very courageous person. Colleen Rowley was the FBI agent who filed a letter which, according to Time magazine, quote, accused the Bureau of deliberately obstructing measures that could have helped disrupt the September 11th attacks. Now, just imagine what that lady went through. She loved the FBI. She enjoyed working there. But she had observed, she had learned some things that were wrong. If she voiced her opinion, what would happen to her? Now, I'm sure that Ms. Rowley must have spent some very anxious moments. But finally, she did decide to file a letter, which then could bring out all of these things before the entire nation as to what had really gone wrong. That's courage. That is the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, and difficulty. Now you could ask the question, did others have some of this information? And while I don't know, I would want to say probably. Why didn't they make what they knew known? Did Colleen Rowley really have a special gift that none of the others had? Is courage something that is just given to you? You're born with it? Let's go back to the 16th century. That was the day of Martin Luther, the man who blew the whistle on the corruption in the church. This brought him a great deal of hardship. It included the threatening of his life, and he was hunted and killed. They wanted to kill him. And finally, his friends captured him and put him in the tower, the Wartburg Tower. And there he was. They were protecting him from the enemies. Did Luther have a special gift of courage that others did not have? What about the rest of the monks? Hadn't they the scriptures? Didn't they read the Bible? Had the Holy Spirit only revealed some of these great truths to Luther? I am sure that there were many who tried to comfort Luther and counsel him and say, what you say is right. We've known that for a long time. But they still did not speak up. Was Luther born a real courageous person? I take a look at the 46th Psalm as we go through some of these Psalms in God's Word these days, and listen, for this was Luther's favorite Psalm. It was a Psalm that was a background for his writing, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Listen, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Verse 2, therefore we will not fear. In other words, we're going to be courageous. When we know that we speak in the name of God, then we want to be loving and kind and all the rest that goes with it. But God has to have courageous servants. The psalmist goes on, the Lord God is with us. Don't you realize that? That when you speak out like this, you're not speaking out on your own. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And then when difficulties get great, and sometimes the persecution comes in one form or another, you be still and know that I am God, the psalmist says, verse 10. Just be quiet. You'll find that God will speak to you through that word, and he will give you comfort and solace. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Over and over again, not only Martin Luther, but many, many hundreds and thousands of people have found their comfort and their refuge in this marvelous portion of God's holy word. that I believe speaks to the gift of courage. God works courage within our hearts. A part of our sanctified life is to be courageous. The Word of God in every age calls for courage on the part of those who are God's children. Take the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he went through, friend. And yet, through it all, he was extremely courageous. And then what was it that he said to his disciples? If you want to be my disciple, you've got to be a courageous individual, because you've got to take up your cross and you have to follow me. As you read through the book of Acts and you get the history of that early church, you begin to understand that God had built courage in those people. They had been tortured. They had been killed, stoned to death. Stephen, as you read about it in the early chapters of that book, they had been imprisoned. They had been beaten. They had been shipwrecked. They were finally killed for the cause of Christ because they courageously said, "We must serve God rather than man." Now, I don't believe that Peter was such a courageous person. In fact, we know that he wasn't, because on the night when our Lord Jesus needed him the most was the night that he denied him. But it wasn't many days later that the Holy Spirit, working through the Word of God, had found his way into the hearts of Peter and John, and those two people who had been so timid suddenly were very, very courageous. What is needed today in America, friend? Today, America needs a courageous church. It needs more than to have its landscape dotted with churches here and there. It means more than having the great cathedrals with all of the wonderful services that we can attend. It needs a church. That is, men and women of God who have come to know Jesus Christ and they are willing to stand with him. Well, you may say, in our day where we have a culture that is supposedly post-Christian, what good does it do? Why not just live our own little lives out in our own sheltered places? What good does it do to speak out? It only can cause you trouble. A lack of friends will finally become the results, or you may lose your job. You'll get a lot of enemies out of it. When the truth is not spoken, especially to confront evil, bad things happen. America is dependent upon the people of God speaking out against that which is bad. The Church of Jesus Christ needs faithful witnesses in the pews among the laity, to be sure. Because when we do not denounce that which is contrary to the will of God, then bad things do really happen. We in all of Christendom lament what the Roman Catholic Church is going through today. And it is not for us to stand there of another persuasion and to say, look, and almost rejoice in it. Not at all. We who confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord are brothers and sisters in him. But along the way, and evidently from what I read in the press, for many, many a year, the behavior of clergy in sexual misbehavior has not been dealt with. Was it because people were not courageous? Was it because bishops would not blow the whistle? I don't know what it is, and certainly neither be it for me to condemn. But we do know that that which we're reading about today in the minds of the general public has weakened the voice of that big part of the Church of Jesus Christ. But I take a look at our Protestant churches as well. Why is it that so many churches have grown weak? Why is it that mainline Protestantism is declining? Why is it that when you drive through one city after another, there is the old church that once was comparatively full and today has all but closed its doors if it hasn't done that? I suggest to you that somewhere along the way, the message in that church began to get weak. Sin was not called sin, and Christ was not held up as the Savior of the world. Rather, there was a lot of nice poetry and morality that was talked about, and a social gospel that was an end in itself. And because there was not that redeeming message of Christ, that in Him and in Him alone, there is salvation. Well, what was there left for the church that the people could not get in other parts of society? Certainly, we have to be peacemakers. Jesus said that. It's one of the Beatitudes. And we are not to take an issue, to make an issue out of things that are not essential to salvation. We're not talking about those people who are always running around trying to find something to complain about and then have a cause. But when we deal with sin and grace, when we deal with those specific words that our Lord Jesus has given to us that gives us great teachings both ethically and doctrinally, and let them erupt in one way or another or become corrupted, then we have gone too far. The price that we pay for peace is far too big. We cannot stand that. What Jesus Christ needs is a church that is loving, kind, forgiving, but a church, friend, that is extremely courageous. I don't think we're born courageous, born with courage. But I know this, that if we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and He builds within us a conviction that He is a way and a truth and a life, there will be a courage to speak and to call sin, sin, and to point people to Jesus Christ. He will make you and me forceful voices for Him if we will but listen to Him and let Him have His way in our lives. Amen.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need Thy tender care. In Thy pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, Thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus, Thou hast borne us, Thine we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, Thou hast borne us, Thine we are. Seek Thy favor. to thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us, love us still.
Father in heaven, once again, we want to thank you for the freedom that we have in the United States. We thank you for the Declaration of Independence. We thank you that we have the right to speak and to think and to act as we please, as far as we are within the confines of the civil law. Lord, help us to understand that such a gift as liberty and freedom calls for a citizenry that is courageous and will speak out against that which is contrary to your will. Help us to understand that a democracy calls for not only an educated, but a moral and spiritual people. And Lord, forgive your church for being so timid, and build within us a fire to say with the prophets of old, thus saith the Lord. In his name we pray, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that today's gospel message has brought you comfort and peace for the week ahead. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry. Please consider a donation or memorial for a loved one. The average cost for 1/2 hour of radio broadcast time is $100. A broadcast sponsor gift of $100 buys one broadcast to share the gospel message with those who are ill, aged, shut in, or unchurched. Christian Crusaders is heard on 34 radio stations in 12 states throughout the country. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.